This tour is a discovery destination. It takes you to the dead centre of the Eyre Peninsula, although that's the only thing that's dead about Lock. It is a wonderful town in the middle of the Eyre Peninsula, and there you will find, on the 10th of February, the 53rd running of the Lock Cup. And Craig from the organising committee is here to talk about it. Thank you for joining us with news of the Oak Bank of the Eyre Peninsula.
That's what we call it, or the West Coast, yes.
Absolutely, the Oak Bank of the West Coast. Not a jumps race, but it's more about the situation, the atmosphere of the place.
Oh, well, that's correct, because it's a picnic style where you come along, enjoy yourself under the trees on the mound. It's fully catered, very friendly atmosphere. The trainers love it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a full tab there.
Excellent.
And we've got discount for bus groups if they wish to ring the secretary and say that they're coming as a bus group, and we'll cater for them as well, anyone coming a long way and not having to drive home with the current laws
indeed
that are around for
drink
driving. We're fully catered. Naturally, you can't bring glass or your eskies on board onto the course, but we've got a fully decked out bar there. There's a bouncing castle.
Lovely.
For the kids, depending on the windy weather, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Face painting. It's catered by a local group in food and drinks and everything else.
Very good.
Our local lads have their fish and chips there. They do an incredible job. Lads meaning Lock and District Service.
It's, very good, that's young, right.
The younger groups that you've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much we always have a good crowd if the weather treats us right. Naturally, February being what it is, but boy, even on a hot day, we still have a crowd that enjoy themselves, because there's plenty of shade there. We've got beautiful gum trees.
It is a gorgeous venue just to the north of the town. And of course, for those who want to, as you mentioned, to travel by road, travel by bus, that's catered for. But it's not the only way you can get to the Lock races. You're pretty close to the airstrip too.
Yes, we've got a 1,200-metre airstrip within 500 metres of the course. And if we're told, we'll go and meet you whenever.
Excellent.
Because we bring in the officials and the jockeys as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone else wants to fly in, just let us know and we'll go out and meet them and make them welcome, for sure.
And, of course, some great racing to be had on the day. It's a social event for not just Lock, but for lots of communities around the West Coast. But you're more than welcome from anywhere across the state.
Very much so, yes. There's six races to keep you occupied
mm-hmm.
for the day. And quite a lot of prizes this year for the ladies and the men. A lot of sponsoring in that area. And the new fashions in the field. Best ladies' footwear, believe it or not.
There you
go. Obviously, you'd want to have something better than thongs on board.
Sure.
So, we're fully covered in that. And we can talk about that a little bit later on. But, yes, of all the years I've been involved, there's never anyone that I can even think of who's not been happy with the day they've had there.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And haven't enjoyed it.
Having been there myself on occasion, it is a wonderful way to spend a day. Lock will turn it on. They are known for their hospitality, in particular during the Lock Cup. And, of course, not too long, you can imagine Oak Bank races calling themselves the Lock Cup of the Eastern Seaboard. Of such is the attraction to the place. So for those folk who would like to learn more, they can get in contact. Just Google the Lock Cup and there'll be contact details there, Craig, no doubt.
Yes, there's a Facebook page that's kept up to date.
Very good.
And if you need to know any more, the secretary's number, the Karina's number is there to contact her at any time and she'll fill you in.
Wonderful.
On any other details you may need.
Thank you so much for taking some time to tell us about a not-so-hidden gem on the West Coast. But if folks haven't thought about spending a day at the races on the West Coast, then the Lock Cup's a perfect time to start. Greg, thank you so much for joining us on Tour SA Radio today.
Okay, and it's a pleasure.